If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
All right, settle in, everyone. This is Logan Cruz here, your friendly neighborhood sort guide to navigating this crazy, beautiful mess we call life. Today we're diving into something deeply personal, something that can feel like walking a tightrope sometimes. Practicing self-kindness and self-forgiveness. Ever find yourself beating yourself up over past mistakes? You know, replaying that cringeworthy moment in your head on repeat, wishing you could just rewind and do it differently. We've all been there, trust me. But here is the thing. Holding onto those regrets, letting them fester, isn't doing anyone any favors, least of all you. Now, I get it. This whole self-love, self-acceptance thing can feel like a bit of a paradox, right? It's not about ignoring your shortcomings or pretending everything is always sunshine and rainbows. It's about acknowledging those imperfections, learning from them, and moving forward with compassion for yourself. Think of it like this. Would you berate a good friend for making a mistake? Probably not, right? You'd offer support, understanding, maybe even a little humor to lighten the mood. Well, guess what? You deserve that same level of kindness from yourself. Here are 5 key takeaways that can help you cultivate more self-kindness and forgiveness. 1. Recognize your imperfections. Let's face it, we're all human, prone to making mistakes, having off days, and stumbling along the way. Accepting this fact is the first step towards embracing your imperfections. Don't let the pursuit of perfection become a source of self-criticism. Instead, view your flaws as part of what makes you unique and wonderfully human. 2. Practice self-compassion. When you slip up or fall short, treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer to a loved one. Imagine yourself having a heart-to-heart conversation with a dear friend who's feeling down on themselves. What words of encouragement would you offer? Now speak those same words to yourself. You are worthy of love and compassion even when things get tough. 3. Forgive yourself. Holding on to past mistakes is like carrying around a heavy backpack full of rocks. It weighs you down and prevents you from moving forward. Forgiveness isn't about condoning what happened, it's about releasing the grip that negativity has on your present moment. Let go of the guilt, learn from the experience, and choose to move on with a lighter heart. 4. Focus on growth. Every stumble, every setback, is an opportunity for growth and learning. Instead of dwelling on what went wrong, ask yourself, what can I learn from this? How can I use this experience to become stronger and more resilient? Remember, setbacks are not failures, they are simply detours on the path to your goals. 5. Celebrate your wins. Big or small, acknowledge and celebrate your accomplishments. Give yourself credit for the progress you've made, no matter how seemingly insignificant it may seem. Recognizing your successes reinforces a sense of self-worth and keeps you motivated to keep pushing forward. Think about that time you totally bombed a presentation at work. You know, the one where your voice cracked mid-sentence and your mind went completely blank. I bet you remember every awkward detail, right? But chances are, you also learned from it. Maybe you practice more beforehand next time, or honed your public speaking skills. Self-kindness isn't about forgetting those cringeworthy moments. It's about acknowledging them, learning from them, and moving on with grace. Remember, folks, practice makes progress. Cultivating self-kindness and forgiveness is an ongoing journey, not a destination. Be patient with yourself, celebrate the small victories, and keep striving to be your most compassionate and forgiving self. Now, I want to hear from you. What's one thing you can commit to doing today to practice more self-kindness? Share it in the comments below. Let's build a supportive community of growth and understanding together. Until next time, remember to keep striving, keep learning, and most importantly, keep being kind to yourselves.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.